This is Audible.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars Kenobi by John Jackson Miller. Read for you by Jonathan Davis. Until the time is right, disappear we will. Yoda. Darkness has fallen on the galaxy. The Emperor has taken control of the Galactic Republic, aided by Anakin Skywalker, once one of the brightest of the Jedi Knights, charged with protecting the helpless. Having fallen to the dark side of the mystical force, Anakin lives on as the Emperor's ruthless enforcer, Darth Vader. But hope also lives in the form of Anakin's infant son, protected by Anakin's friend and former mentor, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Kenobi flees with the baby to the remote world of Tatooine, where years earlier, Anakin's fall truly began when he vengefully massacred a native clan of Tusken raiders. Unaware of that event, and still believing that he killed Anakin in their desperate duel, Kenobi settles into a new role, watching over the child and his adoptive family, the Larses, from a distance. But hiding is difficult for one accustomed to action, and even desert Tatooine has those who require the help of a Jedi. Prologue. It's time for you to go home, sir. While Ulbrich woke up and looked at his empty glass. What's that, you say? The green-skinned bartender prodded the old human on the shoulder. I said it's time for you to go home, Master Ulbrich. You've had enough. That ain't what I meant, Ulbrich said, rubbing the crust from his bloodshot eyes. You called me sir, and then master. He leered suspiciously at the barkeep. Are you an organic or a droid? The bartender sighed and shrugged. This again. I told you when you asked earlier, my eyes are large and red because I'm a Duros. I called you what I did because I'm polite. And I'm polite because I'm not some old moisture farmer, deranged from too many years out in the... Because, the white-whiskered man interrupted, I don't do business with no droids. Droids are thieves, the lot of them. Why would a droid steal? To give to other droids, Ulbrich said. He shook his head. The bartender was clearly an idiot. What would, the bartender started to ask. Never mind, he said instead. He reached for a bottle and refilled the old farmer's glass. I'm going to stop talking to you now. Drink up. Ulbrich did exactly that. To Ulbrich's mind, there was one thing wrong with the galaxy. People. People and droids. Well, those were two things. But then again, wasn't it wrong to limit what was wrong with the galaxy to just one thing? How fair was that? That was how the old farmer's thinking tended to go, even when he was sober. In 60 standard years of moisture farming, Ulbrich had formed one theory about life after another. but he'd spent enough of the early years working alone. Odd how not even his farmhands wanted to be around him. That all his notions had piled up, unspoken. That was what visits to town were for. Opportunities for Ulbricht to share the wisdom of a lifetime. When he wasn't getting robbed by diabolical droids pretending to be green bartenders. They weren't supposed to allow droids inside Junix's joint. That was what the ancient sign outside the Anchorhead bar said. Junix, whoever he was long since dead and buried in the sands of Tatooine, but his bar still stood. A dimly lit dive where the cigarra smoke barely covered the stink of farmers who'd been in the desert all day. Ulbricht seldom visited the place, preferring an oasis establishment closer to home. But having traveled to Anchorhead to chew out a vaporator part supplier, he'd stopped in to fill his canteen. Now, half a dozen lum ales later, Ulbricht began thinking about home. His wife was waiting for him there, and he knew he had better go. Then again, his wife was waiting for him there, and that was reason enough for him to stay. He and Magda had had a horrible fight that morning over whatever it was they'd fought about the night before. Ulbricht couldn't remember what that was now, and it pleased him. Still, he was an important man, with many underlings who would steal him blind if he was away too long. Through a haze, Ulbricht looked to the chrono on the wall. There were numbers there, and some of them were upside down, and dancing. Ulbricht scowled. He was no fan of dancing. Ears buzzing, he slid off the bar stool, intent on giving the digits a piece of his mind. That was when the floor attacked him, swiftly and scurrilously, intent on striking him in the head when he wasn't looking. It would have succeeded had the hand not caught him. "Careful there," said the hand's owner. Bleary-eyed, Ulbricht looked up the arm and into the hooded face of his rescuer. Blue eyes looked back at him from beneath sandy-colored eyebrows.
"I don't know you," Ulbricht said.
"Yes," the bearded human responded, helping the old farmer back onto the stool. Then he moved a few paces away to get the bartender's attention. The brown-cloaked man